Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a 5-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today we find Uncle Will having a few introspective, thinky thoughts about social conventions, status, and, you guessed it, love. In my imagination, I see William returning to Stratford from London, having spent the past few weeks at dinner parties with the likes of the irksome Robert Greene, constantly having to put up with scathing references to his lowly origins and lackluster educational accomplishments. But as decorum dictates, and also not wanting to alienate possible investors for his upcoming play, he simply spent the fortnight biting his tongue and nodding with a pleasant smile. He would then have the 3-day trip home by coach to ruminate on the attendees and their boasts of station and accomplishments. He gets home, gives Anne a kiss, and heads to his writing nook before dinner. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 25, Uncle Will professes that those people that fate has blessed with public glory, social titles, may boast of their achievements, while he himself, who has been barred from the same station and accomplishments by his fate, takes heart in the one thing that he values most.
Let those who are in favor with their stars of public honor and proud titles boast, whilst I, whom fortune of such triumph bars, unlooked for joy in that I honor most.
In the second quatrain, he says that those who are shown favor by a prince enjoy their station and accolades as a flower, specifically a marigold, enjoys the sun shining directly on them. But that glory is only confined to the moment, as a simple frown from the prince, a cloudy sky, if you will kill the glory they were once given.
Great princes' favorites their fair leaves spread, but as the marigold at the sun's eye, and in themselves their pride lies buried, for at a frown they in their glory die.
In the third quatrain, he likens this to a once-famous soldier, honored for his military prowess over 1,000 campaigns, who can be stripped of his honor and station following a single defeat, and the countless victories will be lost to memory.
The painful warrior, famous for fight, after 1,000 victories once foiled, is from the book of honor razed quite, and all the rest forgot for which he toiled.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will gives us the reason behind his happiness and seeming disregard for such people, because, you see, he loves someone and is himself loved, and that is a state that he himself cannot remove himself from, and, more importantly, cannot be removed by anyone else.
Then happy I that love and am beloved, where I may not remove nor be removed.
So, a lovely sentiment. Fame matters not. Recognition is irrelevant. The trappings of society insignificant when you have what really matters. I like to think John Lennon was thumbing through his copy of Uncle Will's sonnets back in 1967 when he came to realize that all you really do need is love. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.